back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiess, and I'm your host today. Up next, Denny Pelcher with the West Texas Oil and Gas Convention. Talk a little bit about this convention coming up.
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me, Jason. Yeah, we've got our third annual oil and gas convention coming up in Midland in October 17th and 18th. We're very excited about it. You know, things have been very tough in the industry over the past couple of years. You know, out of all the plays in the United States, the Permian Basin seems like the place where things are really happening. You know, most of the companies that we deal with, your big players, say that their drilling activity in the Permian is the most profitable for them right now. I believe that's why we see, about half of the increased rig count nationwide has come from the Permian Basin. So that we're pretty excited to be out there in a few months.
Where is it going to be taking place? The West Texas Oil and Gas Convention, October 17th and 18th. But what city and what facility?
We're going to be at the Horseshoe Pavilion in Midland. A very nice facility. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but this is our third year to be there, and we really enjoy being there in Midland.
Do you guys have a website, or is there tickets as far as registration, that sort of thing? Walk us through maybe some of the logistics for those people listening that may want to participate and, get a plane ticket and head down there and shake some hands with some people who got some drilling activity down there in the Permian.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that, Jason. Our website is roselandoilandgas.com. Our website really is pretty interesting. If you haven't had a chance to go there and check it out, one of the main things you'll see on our website is the list of current events in the oil and gas industry. We know that most of the guys in the industry, they work probably 16, 18 hours a day, and, they don't have time to stop and read the newspaper like you and I do. So we keep a lot of current events on there, give people opportunity to stay abreast of what's going on in the industry. And then there's a section on our website for each one of our events. Now, to attend our events is free. All you got to do is go to the website, Roseland Oil and Gas, and register to attend. You can also find some information on there about exhibiting or participating in our event. There's a floor plan there where you can see all the companies that are already signed up to exhibit at the upcoming show in Midland. And, if you do want some more information, just click the button requesting more info, and we'll get it out to you. But it is free to attend.
Free to attend October 17th and 18th at the Horseshoe Pavilion in Midland, Texas. We're talking with Denny Pelcher of Rosewood Oil and Gas. They are sponsoring or driving the West Texas Oil and Gas Convention. Talk to me about sponsors a little bit. Are you guys a sponsor? Are you the organizer? Are you looking for sponsors? Who are some of your major sponsors? Just kind of give me the who, what, when, where, how about sponsors, if you would.
Well, we actually are the organizer for the event. What we do here at Roseland is mostly marketing. We do, of course, we produce these events all around the state, and we also do digital advertising campaigns. We do ad designs. We have a newsletter that goes out twice a week that has about 50,000 subscribers in the oil and gas industry. By my account, it's probably one of the largest newsletters in the industry right now. We get a lot of positive feedback on that. And our events, of course, we do have most of our participating companies in our events are in the products and services, mostly upstream, midstream companies in the oil and gas industry. We do have sponsors. We have a golf tournament that is on October 16th. It'll be out there in Midland as well. Right now, we have about 160 players signed up for that. It ought to be a pretty good-sized tournament. We have several companies and even operators and producers who participate in that golf tournament. If you go to our website, you can see a list of the companies who are sponsors at the event. That website is roselandoilandgas.com. I think that you can find quite a bit of information that would that would tell you about our upcoming shows. So many companies, I'd hate to start listing some of them and leave some of them out. So I invite you to go to the website and take a look at those who are participating in this upcoming event.
You mentioned, I believe, third year. What kind of historicals in terms of attendance have you seen, and what type of attendance are you expecting this year?
We started off our first event there in Midland. We had about 2,100 people attend the show. We had about 260 companies exhibit at the event. One of the things that we're doing this year that we're pretty excited about is, with the outdoor space available there at the Horseshoe Arena in Midland, several companies are bringing, heavy equipment displays to set up outdoors. And a lot of these guys are going to be cooking this year. Something we've worked out there with the city to be able to allow them to do that outside. And we're pretty excited about that, the atmosphere that creates when these guys show up and they're cooking and they're showing their equipment and, they're visiting with their customers. It creates a real nice atmosphere.
From personal experience, I went to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Of course, I usually go every year. And LIUNA, they're a labor's union, LIUNA, I believe is how you spell it, LIUNA. They do the same thing. They bring in one of their big semis and grills, and they cook hot dogs and burgers every one of the days for lunch over the convention. And of course, that's their way of sponsoring, and that's their way of doing a meet and greet type thing. But it really caught on really well, and people went out there, grabbed a hot dog, grabbed a burger, sat outside, enjoyed the sun a little bit. So I anticipate you guys are probably going to have some good outdoor attendance as well. Anything else in terms of, is anybody going to be doing, rig mats or setting up an actual pump jack or anything like that? Or are you just going to think cooking and maybe some heavy equipment?
Well, we've got some things in the works. I don't want to speak before everything's all the details are ironed out, but we do have several large equipment displays are going to be set up. We had one signed up just a couple of days ago that has a driving simulator for an 18-wheeler. I mean, to me, that sounds really cool. I'm going to have to try that out myself, see how I fare behind the wheel of that thing. But we've got we've got several people who are bringing very good product demonstrations that you can see. To me, that's the hands-on aspect is what's so important about these conventions. There's no other way that you can really see what's available out there. And with the way the industry's going, with increased demand in China and India, I was reading an article just today from the Wall Street Journal about, how supplies is and demand are finally kind of starting to even out a little bit.
To listen to the full-length interview with Denny Pelcher with the West Texas Oil and Gas Convention, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Check us out on social media as well. We have a social media campaign going right now for the Crude Life Media Network. Building the Bakken, as well as other programs, are carried on the Crude Life Media Network, and we're asking you to go like our Facebook page and Twitter account. That's the Crude Life Media Network, so facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Thank you, folks, for supporting us here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oilfield Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oilfield Report's vision is to be the oilfield's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oilfield Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oilfield Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.